We are learning Masechtas Pesachim Daf and Dalim. We're starting at top of the Amud. Torah Rabbanim. Shiva Dvarim Mechusim Le'adim. There are seven things that are covered in people. Hashem Dafka made it that people should not be able to realize these things. Elohein Yom Misa. A person doesn't know when he's going to die. And Yom HaRachama. A person does not know when his daigus will end. The only way to end his daigus is to have Petachon Hashem. That's the end of daigus. You don't have to know when your daigus end. But Oymek Hadin, a person doesn't know Oymek Hadin, Tupshat Marashi, either means he doesn't know how to paskin. Paskin is very hard. Well, number two is that Oymek Hadin La'asid, everything, when it comes to the next world, what we get done and what not, is Oymek Hadin, we don't understand it. You don't know what your friend's thinking. You don't know what you make money on. You have no idea. Like Masha says, if you knew what you make money on, it'll be a lot of hoarding going on. Everyone, let's say, you know, the fidget spinners make money. Everyone would get no fidget spinners left in the world. Everyone would be hoarding them to make money on it. So therefore, in the day of my mistaker, Umachus based David Mosai tax, we don't know when Malchus based David come back. Umachus Chayeves Mosai Tikla. When will Malchus Raimi get destroyed? Could be destroyed already, but at that time we don't know when. Torah Rabbanan. Three things Hashem thought of creating, and Itaka created it. But even if Hashem didn't have the Machshava before he created it, he would have created it anyway, because he needed it for the world's kiyum. What are the three things? That a dead person should get decomposed, because if not, the people will keep them around, the Kroivim, because they don't want to do with it. And the tzara would stay forever. So therefore, it says bracha that the mace gets decomposed. Another thing Hashem was going to say is that the mace should get forgotten from the life, because it would be very painful if you didn't forget. And tfuah that gets spoiled. Because if not, the balibatim, all the rich people would hoard all the food, and the whole world would have hunger. This way, they can't hoard it. They got to give it out, because it gets spoiled. Also, it's just thing as currency also is a key for the world. Exactly what this thing the Ben Yehuda learns. The word is that without currency, the world runs for the kind. Now, currency doesn't make sense a lot of times. Why is a dollar worth a dollar? It's a piece of paper. But because the Melech decided that that's called money, it's called money. That alone is a gzera min shemayim that this should work. If you think about it, it doesn't always make so much sense. But it's because of gzera min shemayim, that's why money works. Dr. Mishnah Vaita, back to things of Malkum Shinagu. Mokam Shinagu Lasis Malacha B'Tisha B'Av, in a place where the minig is to do Malacha on Tisha B'Av, that means we know that Tisha B'Av has five inuyim: inala wash, inala eat, inala drink, tashma mita, wearing shoes, inala do that on Kippur. What about Malacha on Kippur? So that didn't make a gzeira. Even though there's a Mokam to do that, why? Because Tisha B'Av is avelos. On Avel is not allowed to do work. You're not allowed to work for money, not allowed to work. But still, they weren't guys of that. It's only telling a minig. So in a minig where they don't do malacha on Tisha B'Av, in a minig where they do malacha, oisim. Makom shnagos loy la'asas malacha. The minig is not do malacha, in oisim. They don't do work on Tisha B'Av. Uvachom makom, in any case, talmud chacha, the minicham betelim, the minicham should not do work. Why? It's right for them to understand the chasaron of the Beis HaMikdash and not to do work. A person is allowed to make himself a Talmud Chacham in this case, and it's not Mechzi Ki Ura. You know, a guy just say, I have to work a Tisha B'Av, I'm not a Talmud Chacham, I don't look like a big shot. No. You're allowed to make yourself like a Talmud Chacham on this day. This is the only time. But on Tisha B'Av, you're allowed to make yourself a Talmud Chacham. Amash Mu. Now, Tainis Tzibur means over here, in the days in Eretz Yisrael, when they didn't have rain, they made something called Tainis Tzibur. Tainis Tzibur was more common than regular Tainis that we have. Tainis Tzibur, first of all, started Meba'od Yom, which means it started before the night. It was a full 24 hours, the Tainis Tzibur. And also, they didn't do Malacha on a Tainis Tzibur. So Shmuel says, Ein Tainis Tzibur Bavel, Ela Tisha B'Av Avad. There's no Tainis Tzibur on Bavel besides for Tisha B'Av, which sounds like that on Tisha B'Av, first of all, you have to stop eating before the night. And number two, it's Aser B'Malacha. Now, that's two things he was mashed, what he said. Lememra, so it's mashed, but the Sava Shmuel, Tesh Tishba Ben HaShmash, Shloi Asa. It sounds like he's saying that even Ben HaShmash is just Asa, Ba'achila. Because just like with Tainis Tzibur, Machba and Asafik, and even Ben HaShmash is the night before, you can't eat already. So on Tishba also, that's what it sounds like from Shmuel. Freit Demara, Va'amah Shmuel, Tishba Ben HaShmash, Shloi Mutter. Shmuel said, Tishba is Mutter Ben HaShmash. So how can you say that it's similar to Tainis Tzibur? B'chitem k'sav Shmuel called Tainis Tzibur Ben HaShmashos Shloim Mutter. And you'll say, even a Tainis Tzibur for rain also is Mutter Ben HaShmashos. Vanan Tanan. We learned in the Mishnah, Oichlim v'shoisim b'idyoim. When it comes to a tainis sibur, which is tainis for rain, you have to eat everything from when it's day, before the night. L'mutim, I love l'mutim v'neshmashis. Isn't it coming to l'fukim v'neshmashis? So it's a Mishnah that says tainis sibur l'osu v'neshmashis. So then Shmuel can't argue that. So we're loyal l'mutim v'shechashaycha. No, that Mishnah is saying that it has to start from dark. So right now we're saying like this. Shmuel really holds that Tisha B'Av is mutter ben hashmashes, like he speaks out. What did he mean that Tisha B'Av is like Tanis Sibur? He meant that it starts by the night. And by Tanis Sibur also, it starts by the night. That's when the fast starts. Now, Tosfos asks about Malacha. He says that Tisha B'Av is not also a Malacha. Why is Rashi saying Tisha B'Av is like Tanis Sibur, got Malacha also? So his answer is, Tavtais is, Hakkama, in Tainis Sibur Bava, fill up Makkum Shaloy Nogalas Malacha. He's saying, even in a place where don't do Malacha on Tainis, the only Tainis that's like that is Tisha B'Av. So, the Gemara, name is the Eli. Let's bring a Raya to Shmuel that Bein HaShmashos is Mutter to eat on Tisha B'Av. So, I'll bring you a Raya. It says in Braisa, Ein Bein Tisha B'Av Yom Kippurim, El Shazav Sveka Asad Sveka Mutter. The only difference between Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur is Bein HaShmashos. That this one, Bein HaShmashos Asad. And Tisha B'Av, Bein HaShmashos, means the night before, in twilight, it's Mutter. Mais Veikim Mutter, La Bein HaShmashos. So it's a Raya to Shmuel that Bein HaShmashos of Tisha B'Av is Mutter. So Amar Eloi, no, that's not what it means. Veikim Mutter means something else. Kudom Rav Sheshav, Reid Rav Idi, L'Kviya D'Yarcha. How can I have L'Kviya D'Yarcha? Rav Sheshav Reid answered later on, L'Kviya D'Yarcha. Here also, we're talking about L'Kviya D'Yarcha, which Rashi learns means that Yom Kippur, if you have a Suffolk, you have to have 2 days Suffolk. You have to have 2 days Yom Kippur. That means Sveka D'Yoyma, according to Rashi, sounds like Al Sveka D'Yoyma, you need 2 days Yom Kippur. But Tisha B'Av, you don't have 2 days. Frank Tosfos, we never make 2 days Yom Kippur. So Tosfos answers that the case of Sveka is, let's say someone's in the Midbar, he's not sure when is Yom Kippur, he has to keep 2 days Yom Kippur. Masha Inkein, Tisha B'Av, you only have to keep 1 day. So that's what it means. Ein bein Tisha B'Av Yom Kippur. That's Sveikah also. That's Sveikah Mutter. Rashi also speaks out. What do you mean? There's no difference Tisha B'Av Yom Kippur besides that. You know, Tisha B'Av doesn't get karis. Yom Kippur gets karis. He says it means lechatchila about what you're allowed to do, and not pshat on the event. That's what he speaks out. Dorash Rava Uberes Uminikos Misanos Umeshlimis Boy on Tisha B'Av. Uberes Uminikos have to fast on Tisha B'Av. Kederach Misanos Umeshlimis Yom Kippurim. Just like Yom Kippurim. That's Rava Darshan. Amubaris Amenekas has to fast on Tisha B'Av. Ubeina Shmashos Shloi, also. And Beina Shmashos of Tisha B'Av is also. And not like Shmuel. Not like Shmuel. Again, Omros Vedra Rav Yechanan. Rav Yechanan says the same thing. So you have Rav and Rav Yechanan both say that Beina Shmashos and Yom Kippur, which is how we paskin, is also to eat. It means Beina Shmashos was the night before Yom Kippur. Mir Rav Yechanan, Hachi, Rav Yechanan say that Beina Shmashos is also. Rav Yechanan, Tisha B'Av ain't a Tainis Sibur, Tisha B'Av is not like Tainis Sibur. My lab isn't that regarding the Bein HaShmashos. That Tainis Sibur, you have to be Machmei Bein HaShmashos, Tisha B'Av not. Lo, it means a Malacha. Which means that Tainis Sibur is also a Malacha. But Rav Yechanan says, Tisha B'Av is not also a Malacha. Pray to Gemara, Malacha Tanina. Malacha is a Mefurisha Mishnah. It says, in our Mishnah, Malkam Shinagu Lassim Malacha, where Tisha B'Av, Oisim. Malkam Shinagu Lassim, Ein Oisim. But Phil receiving a meal, even if a meal argues, if you sit and you don't do malacha, it doesn't look like a balgaiva. A meisel loyoser, he doesn't ask either. So how could we say that the brisa means to say that Rabbi Yechon means to say that Tishva is not like Tainis Sibur Gam Malacha? That's in first mishnah that there's no isim malacha, and so elamai means the guy ben hashmasha. So it's shvera stira Rabbi Yechon. No, Ella, what he means like this. My ain't a Tainis Sibur, la tefila, sne'ila. It means, Tisha B'Av is not like Tainis Sibur, it means Tainis Sibur has ne'ila. And Tainis Sibur used to say daven ne'ila. But not on Tisha B'Av. There's no ne'ila on Tisha B'Av. In fact, tomorrow, what's wrong with ne'ila on Tisha B'Av? I'm making on, the vice you spell on oil call yoim. Rav Yechon holds you like daven the whole day. There's no problem davening a bunch of shmanashas the whole day. So tomorrow, call yoim kula. There were hasam chayva. Hacha reshus. There, on Tainis Sibur, it's a chayva daven ila. On Tisha B'Av, if you want, you could daven, but it's not a chayva. So that's what it means. Ain't no Tainis Sibur means there's no chayva like a Tainis Sibur. Another teretz, v'boi yisema. My ain't a Tainis Sibur, le'esim va'arba. On the Tainis Sibur, you said make 6 extra brachas for Shemoneh Esrei. It was 18 brachas plus 6, altogether 24. So that's what's saying, Tisha B'Av is not a Tainis Sibur, there's no din 24 brachas. Rav Papa, my ainoi ketanis sibur ainoi kirishoinois. What it means, fakir, we say a chumrah. Tisha B'Av is not like a Ta'ina Sivu, which means it's not like the other three Ta'ina Sivu. It's like, which is Mutta Ben HaShemashos. It's like the Ta'ina Sivu, it's Elika Achroinos. It's not like Rishonis, Elika Achroinos. The halacha is that when you fast for rain, the first fast, which is called the Rishonis, don't have all the chumras of the fast, the Yilatah the Malacha and all the things. The last fast gets all the chumras, Ben HaShemashos, Ben Boid Yoyim. So we're saying, Eini Ketanis Sibur, that Tisha B'Av is not like the first Tainis, like the last Tainis, and it has the Isser of Ben HaShemasha. So Taka fits if Rabbi Yechon is also the Tisha B'Av. Again, we'll recap. Rabbi Yechon said that Ben HaShemasha of Tisha B'Av is awesome. You have to stop eating already Ben HaShemasha. The kasha was, he said, Tisha B'Av is not like Tainis Sibur. So it's three pshat what it means. Either means it's not like Tainis Sibur, there's no Ne'ilim. Or it means not like Tainis Sibur, there's no 24 brachas. Or it means it's not like the first Tainis Sibur, which it doesn't have. The din of Ben HaShemasha is only like the last one. El Bachrenes Vosrua. Meisve, you tell me it's also Ben HaShemasha. And the answer to Kashmir Abrais that we had before. Ein Ben Tisha B'Av Yom Kippurim. El Shazeh Sveika Asa. Mezeh Sveika Imutah. There's no difference between Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av. Just this is Sveika Asa. Mezeh Sveika Imutah. My Sveika Imutah. Lav, the Ben HaShemasha. That Ben HaShemasha is Mutah. So you see Nalka Bechran and Rava. You see Ben HaShemasha is a Mutah. Which means fake asim kibber means that if you don't not sure, like Taisa says, if you're not sure which day it is, you have to keep two. Masha'inkin, Tisha B'Av, you only have to keep one. Break the Mara. Holochol dvarim zevad hashavim. Tell me, Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av are the same. Legabe everything else, which means even legabe rechitza on one finger. You're not only to wash your finger in water on Tisha B'Av. Wash your finger. That means no iser. You could think that the iser rechitza is after the whole guf. What about one finger? Kamash v'lan, it's the same thing like Kippur. Even one finger is also to wash on Tisha B'Av. Meisvei, ain't made Tisha B'Av l'tainis tzibur. There's no difference between Tisha B'Av and Ta'anit Tzibur. So that also b'siyas malacha. Is that muta b'siyas malacha? The only difference between Tisha B'Av and Ta'anit Tzibur is this is also b'siyas malacha. And this is muta b'siyas malacha. Makom shenagum. Halachol devreim. Everything else is avodas shavim. Il gabei Ta'anit Tzibur. By Ta'anit Tzibur, Ta'anit says in the brayso because she'omru also berchitza loy omru al kol gufay. Only the whole guf. Av upon of the other rag loy, but upon the rag was no. There's no iser. Amar Papa. So you see that. A little bit is not also. And we're saying that Tisha B'Av and Kippur are the same. That Tisha B'Av and Ta'anit Tzibur are the same. They're not the same. It was saying Tisha B'Av is also even one finger. Amar Papa, Tana, Kuli, Kuli, Tani. Anytime it's Ein Bein, it means that they don't have, that they have, there's no difference in the Kulas. Of course there are some Chumras less than Tisha B'Av have. It's saying in the Kulas there's no difference besides for doing Malacha. But of course they have Chumras, and the Chumra would be is that Tisha B'Av, you can't wash even one finger, but on a tiny Sibah of the rain, you could wash one finger.